Are you glad to be in the house? Are you glad to be in the glory land tonight? So thankful for that. Good to be together. Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for your blessings. Thank you for offering us some grace. Father, I'm so thankful, Lord, to be able to come together. We meet together in your precious and holy name. Father, I pray that you bless each one of us this evening. We ask you, Lord, I pray you that the scripture anointing to give you
exactly what we need this evening. And Father, did you give us receptive hearts? Lord, that we would have anointed hearing, and we'd hear what you've got to say to us today. And Father, I pray for each one of us. Lord, pray for our nation. Pray for our leaders. Lord, have your way in this service. Forgive us where we fail you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. One's recording didn't show up this evening, so... I get nervous. I leave stuff out. I didn't even say that Todd was going to preach tonight. I was just saying that thing makes me nervous. Oh, I ain't got used to it yet. But Todd McLaughlin's going to bring a message to us this evening, and I'm excited to hear it. And I told Rhonda coming that I said, I'm glad to get to hear somebody else preach. I like to preach, but I like to hear preaching. And as far as announcements, let's do remember our service at 10:45, and we'll go online at 11 Sunday morning. We're going to celebrate Mother's Day and Father's Day, and we are excited about that. And we do pray, have been praying on Tuesday evenings. And remember that, Tuesdays at 6, and then our midweek here at 7. We'll do prayer at the end of the service, like right before we do the circle closing. We'll have a request and stuff then. We'll do that. In case I forget, I've got a very, very, I probably won't, but very special unspoken request. Really desire your prayers about this, and might say a little more at the end of the service, but remember that. Anyone got anything on your heart before we go any further? It's sure good to be here with you today. And brother, you ready? You come on and bring what the Lord's laid on your heart.
Well, good evening. My name is Todd McLaughlin. I've been preaching about 21 years, I guess. I've pastored about 16 years out of those, and been down about the last two years, 7, 8 months. It's been about 3 or 4 months since the last time I got to preach. I got saved September 22nd, 1988. It was April the 18th, 1999, when the Lord called me to preach after dealing with me for a year, just wanting to know what the Lord wanted me to do. So we have been on that road, and it's an honor and a privilege to come tonight, and Brother Tim allowing us to preach the Word of God. And no matter what we do in our church services, no matter how big people think youth groups and this and that is, the most important thing, I believe, is the preaching of the Word of God. Because we have to have that. It'll help us, and it'll put us in our place sometimes, but it'll strengthen us and encourage us. And I'm no one-liner preacher, I guess what I might say. I read some scripture sometimes, but I realize a lot of people don't read their Bibles anymore like they used to. But my wife and my youngest daughter's there on the back pew. I have two daughters. One's a school teacher. She's 27, and my youngest is 19, and been married almost 30 years in February, so we praise the Lord for that. But we just love the Lord, and so we came to visit, and so we've been coming here, and so I'm a lifetime Unicoi resident. If you've ever been to Scott Strawberry's, I live out through there, and what little bit of land my family still has, so it's probably had it in our family for over 100 years, I guess, or probably longer, I would say. They ain't making no more land, amen. Somebody said I'd rather have a piece of ground than a truck, and I said, yeah, they're making trucks, but they ain't making no more ground. But if you have your Bibles tonight, you'll turn with us to 2 Timothy chapter 3, and we'll just go with what God has given us. And we thank you for the opportunity. Pray that you just be obedient to the Lord tonight, whatever He would have you to do. How many believes in shouting?
Amen.
Go ahead, I'll wait on you. Amen. But it's all right, shout and testify and praise the Lord. He's worthy tonight, isn't He? But if you found your place in 2 Timothy chapter 3, beginning in verse 10, as Paul's writing to Timothy, young, timid Timothy, what you might say, but had the call of God on his life. And people will say, well, you know, how do you do this and how do you do that? I'm a firm believer in Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. Amen. That is a promise. But if you have your place there tonight and you'll stand for the reading of God's Word, we'll read verse 10 down through verse 17. I said, but thou hast fully known my doctrine, manner of life, purpose, faith, long-suffering, charity, patience, persecutions, afflictions, which came unto me at Antioch and Iconium and Lystra, what persecutions I endured, but out of them all the Lord delivered me. Yea, all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution, but evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned, and thou hast been assured, and knowing of whom thou hast learned them, that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. All scripture is given by inspiration of God, and it is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto good works. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for the opportunity you've given us tonight, Lord. We thank you for the freedom and liberty, Lord. And we pray that you'll just bless this church, have your hand upon each and every soul. Bless Brother Tim, Lord, and his family. And Lord, that you have great things in store for him. And Lord, just do a great work in all of our hearts, Lord, that we can praise you, Lord. I'm glad you give us the opportunity. You give us the grace. You give us the freedom. You give us the reason that we can praise you. And so, Lord, we thank you tonight. Bless your word, Lord, bless our thoughts. Lord, let us say nothing within ourselves, but only as we are led by the Holy Spirit. Lord, have your will and your way in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. And so truly, as we realize that the Bible, it's the inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. Amen. When somebody thinks there's something wrong with the Bible, something's wrong with the King James Bible, there's something wrong with them. Amen. We don't need to change the message, but we need to let the message change us. Amen. And so here we see that Paul, he is speaking to Timothy. He's writing to him, and he's telling him, you know my doctrine. In other words, that telling one what to believe. I hear it so many times along this way of people say, I just think you need to throw out doctrine. But doctrine is the teaching of God's Word. If you throw that out, what do you have? Amen. The devil would like nothing more to throw it out. Amen. He don't care how we act in here. We get excited and we shout and we learn about God's Word. But when we carry this Word beyond these pews out there into the world to a lost and dying world, boy, he don't like that at all, does he? He don't like the Word. Amen. How did the Lord Jesus there in the wilderness rebuke him? He rebuked him with the Word. That's how we rebuke the devil, with the Word. Amen. We need to be equipped. We need to be prepared. We need to be ready with the Word of God. And Bible, Jesus says, you know, give no thought to what you're going to give an answer to somebody. I mean, but we have that in our mindset. And when something comes along, then maybe we'll have an opportunity to say something right for the Lord, amen. But I'm glad that I got saved a long time ago, amen. And when the devil comes knocking on my door, I say, Lord, you can just go ahead and answer this, amen. And let him take care of that. But I'm glad that the Word of God, it has taught us, it has brought us, it has saved us, it's redeemed us, it's strengthened us, it's encouragement. I mean, it's done everything, because you got to understand, as it talks about in Revelation chapter 19 and verse 13, it says that as his vesture was dipped in blood, and that his name was the Word of God. And we have the Genesis account, but I like 1 John, amen. It goes beyond that. It says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, amen. And verse 14, how that Jesus, he became the Word, amen, that he is the living Word. This Word is alive. This Word is real. This is something that we can take for sure, amen. As 1 Peter, I think it's 1, verse 25, that this Word will endure forever, amen. We have to remember that when we're going through hardships, we're going through difficulties, we're going through problems, and we're facing things, that we are not alone, amen. But the Word of God will comfort us, it'll help us, and it'll tell us that this too will pass, amen. I'm glad that for God it gets sweeter and sweeter, amen, and one day it's going to turn into sugar, amen. I mean, it's going to get sweeter as we go along. The devil offers the very best thing that he has up front, amen, but he don't hold a candle of light to what the Lord Jesus Christ has, amen. I'm thankful for that tonight. I'm thankful for somebody standing in and preaching the Word of God. But I want to ask the question tonight is, what is God's Word doing for you? Amen. What is God's Word doing for you? Because first off, that if we use God's Word, then we're going to be blessed. But if we don't, and we don't have God's Word, then all we have is our own Word. How's that working out for you? If you depend on my words, you ain't even going to get to the parking lot, amen? But you get the Word of God, you're going to continue on this good way. Because we get discouraged. We get aggravated. We get upset. We get down and out. But we come to church, and God always has a Word for us. People will say, God doesn't speak to me. They're liars. God speaks every time His Word is open. Amen. God's telling us in His Word, and He already told us this thing's wrapping up. Amen. Confess up, pray up, and get ready to go up. And we're going to leave here. Leave here with a shout. What a joy. But we see that Paul, outside of the Lord Jesus Christ, was probably the greatest preacher in the New Testament. Did he stay on the mountaintop? I wonder if Paul was ever on the mountaintop. All he talks about is all the valleys and the lows and the difficulties and the problems. But I'm glad that he says in verse 12, yea, in all things that... Verse 11, he said, but in the last of verse 11, he said, but out of them all the Lord delivered me. So you have to remember, no matter what you're going through, what you're facing, what you are battling, what you are dealing with, if you'll just trust God, He'll deliver you out of them all. Amen. 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 I always say all the time, I don't worry about dying. People that worry about dying are afraid to live. But those who are not afraid to die are not afraid to live. What are you going to threaten us with? Heaven? But I've always said this, if God can't deliver me down here, He'll deliver me on home. We have that assurance. We have that comfort through God's Word. Now, when a person comes and they get saved, you know, and you can't just be cracking jokes and popping chewing gum and sucking suckers and all these things and just come and just pray some kind of little old prayer that, you know, you couldn't put it on a skateboard and send it down the aisle. But to pray a prayer and to get a hold of God. But that people should be told, but they should understand that from that day forward, you didn't give God some of your life. You didn't give God part of your life. You gave God everything. Amen? A lot of people don't want to trust God with their life, but they sure want to trust Him with their death. I always say, if they ain't got enough God to get them to church, why are they going to have enough God to get them to heaven? True? But anyhow, we see that we don't need our word, but we need God's word. People don't need to see us. I don't care if anybody knows my name as long as they know Jesus Christ. Out of all places, one time I was in Lowe's and I had to use the bathroom. Well, I closed the stall door up and there was a sticker on the door and it said, "If in this lifetime we fail to meet each other, you have missed nothing. But in this lifetime that you fail to meet Jesus Christ, you have missed it all." You have missed everything. Aren't you glad for the times that you can be on the mountaintops, the times that you can shout, the times that you can testify and you just feel all good in yourself? Like Paul, he got beside of himself sometimes, amen? And it's all right. That day that I get there in glory land, I'm sure I'm going to be getting beside myself, amen, when I see the Lord. But this journey that started at the feet of Jesus Christ, my brothers and sisters, will end at the feet of Jesus Christ. Amen. You look in Revelations and the one there, and he's riding that horse and he's got a crown. But then you look in Revelations 19, it says that he had crown upon crown upon crown. Amen. And why do we work, or why do we try to earn a crown so that we can throw it at the feet of Jesus Christ and give something back? Because God has been so good to us. Amen. He loved us when nobody else loved us. A lot of people won't claim other people's youngins, amen. Especially when they're mean, you don't even want to claim your own. But I'm glad that He still claims us when we get out of line, amen. He knows my name. He knows who I am. He knows what I'm made of. He knows where I'm at. I'm not perfect, but I serve a perfect Savior, amen. And I don't know everybody, but I know somebody that knows everybody. So, we see that we are reading, we are hearing, we are stirred, we are motivated to do what's right. We are motivated to work for God because of what His Word says. Amen. It may be just around the corner, just around the bend, and there's going to be a sign that says, "Glory Land is it just ahead." Amen. This old dirt road that we walk on one day is going to turn into the streets of gold. Amen. Transparent glass. I never understood this until just recently. You know, they can take gold and beat it down to where you can read a newspaper through it. Amen. That's blows my mind. But we see that when we are studying God's Word, what are we getting out of God's Word? Let me say, as minister, as pastors, as preachers, you study to help yourself first. We have to get some help before we can help somebody else out. And I know what Brother Tim's talking about. You're preaching and preaching and giving and giving and giving, but you're not putting anything back. But even preachers needs to be fed too. Amen. The Word of God feeds us, don't it? I'm glad it does. It gives us strength. But we are to study to show ourselves approved. A workman need not be ashamed, but rightly dividing the Word of truth, the Word of God. Why we study the Word of God, we divide the Word of God, we break it down, we look at it, we dissect it, that it helps us to be a person that we don't have to be ashamed. Amen. Now, we're probably ashamed of things that we did. Amen. Just your halo, just a little bit. Raise your hand, it'll help your neck, if nothing else. You can get a lot of exercise in church. Amen. I told them, I said, "Man, if we just come and pray more, it'd help them on knees. If we just raise them arms, maybe we wouldn't have them on stiff shoulders." gets hung up. Amen?
Amen.
You ever watch Barney Five, Andy Griffith? Oh, wow, that's my deal. Have you ever seen them go out there and the policeman and they arrest somebody and they put their hand up like that? That's not total surrender. That's total surrender. Amen? We ought to surrender everything to Him because He has been so good for us, so good to us. And then in living God's Word, is it giving us understanding? Does our lives have direction? A lot of times you see Christians moan and groan and complain more than the lost does. We ought to be the happiest bunch around. Amen? God's Word will make you excited. Amen? God's Word will help you. You know, I thought about it. No matter what we go through, no matter what we face, what we deal with, I'm glad that we can still say, I belong to God. Amen? I know the Lord. I'm going to get through this. Sometimes our own words will condemn us. But I can't do that. This ain't going to happen. This ain't going to work. But it will work. As long as it's done according to God's will. I believe God has a plan and a purpose for everybody. I believe Matthew, I was on this a while back, but they're those angels that watch over the little ones. I believe everybody has a guardian angel. I worked with a woman and her husband's mama, she was older and she fell and a lot and everything else. And he said, Mama, he said, when you get home, when you get to heaven, he said, your guardian angels ain't gonna have no feathers left. But I believe that's the presence of God. I mean, that is God protecting us. That is God helping us. If I'm going to go out of here, I want to go out in the right way. Amen? Go out with a smile on their face. Preacher asked one night, said, how many wants to go to heaven? Everybody raised their hand but little Billy on the front row. At the end of the service, he said, little Billy, what, don't you want to go to heaven? He said, yeah. He said, I just thought you was getting a busload tonight. Amen? But it'd be all right if we go to heaven tonight, wouldn't it?
Amen.
I have no problem with that. But we need to live God's Word out in an everyday fashion. Because the old saying is, you'd rather see one sermon lived than 10 preached. We're somebody's only Bible. Or somebody that's all they see. That's all they know. You know, you have these antiques, they're worth money, they're priceless and everything, and they're handed down from generation to generation to generation. And a little girl comes up to her daddy and she says, you know that was thing that was handed down from generation to generation to generation? And he says, yes. She said, this generation dropped it and broke it. But we don't need to be the generation to drop the ball, to drop the Word of God that's been handed down to us. We need to be firm and sure and steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. Amen. God says He'll not forget our word, but that our work, but that He will reward us. Amen. I don't work to be saved. I work because I am saved.
Amen.
You don't work to the cross. You work from the cross. Amen? And then in believing God's Word, is God's Word moving mountains for you in your life? We'll go to every place, every person, every situation. We'll get ungodly counsel before we get counsel from God. We'll go every direction and try everything else before we just get before God. You can ask my wife, anything I put together, I drag it out of the box and I go to putting it together. And you know, the old saying is, if all else fails, read the directions. But brothers and sisters, I believe we need to read the directions first.
because our life needs to have meaning. Amen. You know, sometimes we are sour and we come in and we think somebody owes us a favor. But I'm telling you what, I believe that God's better than that. Amen. That He is worthy of our praise. That He's worthy of the testimony that would come from our lips. I like the Samaritan woman there at the well. She said, come and see a man who told me all. He knows us tonight. But He still loves us. He still cares for us. He's still there to help us. But I honestly believe this day and this generation, we have stopped believing in God to work in our lives, to work in our churches, to work in the midst of our families. I really believe we have stopped believing. Somehow or another, we figure that credit cards and loans and this and that's going to fix it, amen. Well, you can see where our country's at. Amen. I believe that they'd roll the curtains back and quit working on Sunday 7 days a week, I believe America would get out of debt. You say, how do you know that? What's the number one food chain in the world? Chick-fil-A. Not opening on Sundays. You think about that. Well, we sell God out so short, don't we?
Amen.
Amen. I like when Elijah went up in the whirlwind and chariot of fire. Elisha rolled that mantle up, amen. He come back there and he smoked that water. He said, where's the God of Elijah? Where's the God of your grandmother and your mother? Tonight, Timothy had a good mother and a good grandmother, Eunice and Lois. His father was Greek, but they were Jewish, his mom and his grandmother. They taught him the Word. Thank God for the Word. I was talking today about going to church when I was just a little kid. I didn't have a church life growing up in the church life. And so, it's just me and God, amen. And when I started out, you know, it's just me and God. I've not tried to copy anybody. I've not tried to act like nobody else. And I've not tried to do anything. But I let people know that I put my shoes on one at a time, put my pants on one leg at a time. And I'm just like everybody else. Amen. I believe in the kingdom of God. It's level at the foot of the cross. Amen. There's no little you and big me. There's only one great I am. Amen. And then holding God's Word true. Does God's Word have value in your life? Do you value God's Word? We are to memorize God's Word. We are to learn God's Word. Because we get older, it gets harder and harder to remember things. But what happens when the devil comes around and you don't have your Bible to look it up? The Bible says, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. We ought to have Jesus wide open in our hearts. Amen. By holding God's Word true, has it increased your life? Has it made your life worth living? Day after day, over and over again. Would you live your life all over? Would you do it all over again? If He would walk beside of me, I would do it all over again. Amen? This life is not just a destination. This life is a journey, amen? We're on a journey. Well, we know where the end's at, amen? We've read the back of the book. We know who wins. We'll be victorious through Christ Jesus. Amen? Romans 8 says that we are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus. And you say, what is a conqueror? What is more than a conqueror? I tell you, a man, he works all week long and he gets that paycheck and he comes home And that little woman about that tall, she takes his paycheck. She's more than a conqueror, amen? And I'm glad that we are more than conquerors in Christ Jesus. Amen. I don't try to be funny. It just comes out. Just can't help it sometimes. What do we need to do with God's Word? As the psalmist tells us in Psalms 119, verse 11, said, I've hid thy word in my heart that I might not sin against thee. Amen. Praise God for that drawing spirit. Amen. The Word of God being opened up to us that we can receive it. And I believe, you know, when you're going to feed your youngins, you ain't going to put their dinners up here on the high shelves. I like to just get it down there where you can receive it. Amen. Plain talks is easy understood. But does people see Christ in us? Does people see God in us? Is God abiding in you? Is God's Word abiding in you? What happens when God's Word abides in you? You make the right choices. You make the right decisions. People don't even have to think or have to even ask the choices that you're going to make. They say, oh, that neighbor over there, he lives for the Lord. They're going to church. Now, the world may scoff at us. The world may laugh. The world may not have no need for us, but brothers and sisters, I found out that every time somebody I work with is in a hardship, is in a difficult place, is in a problem, who do they want to come and see? They want to come and see the preacher, amen? And we need to have a word to tell them, amen? I figured out with witnessing to most people, they've got about a 5-minute argument, and all you got to do is let them get through that spiel, and bless God, then you can talk to them, and they have to listen. Amen. So we see that we are to make the right choices. We are to make those choices every day, amen? Do you have a sense of belonging to God? I get confused and people will say, I don't know if I'm saved or I'm not. I said, well, you go home tonight and somebody's moved in your house and you don't know they're there. I said, you come back and get me, bless God. You've got a problem because you can't miss somebody as big as God. No way. So we are to have a sense of belonging to God. And then are you listening to the voice of God? I told you, God speaks through His Word, doesn't He? I like to shout, I like to testify, I like to get wound up, God puts it on me and to do all these things. But, you know, Elijah just slain 450 prophets of Baal. Didn't reign in 3.5 years. A stress, went through a problem, thought he was the only prophet, and God had 7,000 others. Amen. Sometimes we feel like, woe's me, I'm alone, I'm the only one still doing something for God. Well, guess what? There's other people. Amen. That's went through the same problems, the same hardships, and the same difficulties that we have every day. And then he sets up under that juniper tree and he prays a prayer and he asks God to take his life. He's one of only two people in the Bible that never saw a physical death. Him and Enoch, amen? Amen. The Bible says that Enoch walked with God. Amen. And he had this testimony that he pleased God. God took him, amen? God took him. I tell people all the time, he said that He took him and he said that he was not. And so, you know, in Russia you have cosmonauts. In America you have astronauts. But I'm glad God's got the was nots, amen? Because one day we're going to be out of here, aren't we? They'll say aliens have abducted millions of people. I tell you what, the Antichrist, he can have my bills, my home, my car, everything. But Elijah, he gets out there, he gets in that cave, he gets on that You know, 40, you find it many times in the Bible, a lot. 40 is a type of testing. I mean, you when you start counting them up, there's everywhere in the Bible when you look for 40. And he's there in that cave, you know. Sometimes people become Elijah cave dwellers, amen. They just want to pull back and withdraw from God. And so he's in this cave. And all of a sudden, here comes this great wind by. And it breaks rocks in two. Now we'd say, boy, God, ours God. And then all of a sudden, it becomes an earthquake. You say, boy, loud as that is, that has to be God. And then there comes this great big fire. We'd say, boy, that's God. But I like what he said when he heard a still, small voice. He wrapped a mantle around his face and he came out. Thank God for that still, small voice. That when you mess up, he says, I still love you.
Amen.
I still care for you. A man one time, he said he had a family of about 9 or 10. And he said his grandmother said she'd get him over to the side and she'd say, I just want to tell you, you're my favorite. Boy, he ate that up. Well, she passed away. They got to the funeral. I think it was about 9 kids. Every one of them, she told them the same thing. But we feel like sometimes God loves us just as, you know, more than anybody else. Amen? And thank God for that still small voice. Thank God for those that would encourage you in the Word of God. And so tonight, and you're like me, and I'm sure I fail many times, and to say that if we pass this test, I say amen, praise the Lord. But tonight, if we failed, then we know what we need to work on. We know what's lacking in our life. Amen. Nobody knows you any better than you. And the most person that I have the most trouble with is one I look at in the mirror every morning. Amen. Say, you again? You back? But thank God. Because when we are whole, we're in control. But when we are in part, we're not in control. Amen. We ought to say, God, I give you everything. It all belongs to Him. Amen. He owns the cattle on 1,000 hills and He owns all the taters that's underneath them hills. He owns it all. We may have a deed that's in our name and says it belongs to us. It belongs to God. He just loaned it to us for a little while. Amen. I always tell people, don't drive your tent stakes in too deep, amen. Because we're going to be leaving here soon. I look forward to that, amen. People, I remember when I was lost and they'd say, the Lord's coming. I'd say, Lord, please don't come back now. But boy, when you get saved, it's like John the Revelator. He said, even so, Lord Jesus, come quickly. Last prayer in the Bible. Come quickly, Lord. Come. I'm glad He'd be welcome at my house.
Amen.
I'd hope He'd be welcome at your house. But I think a lot of churches, I don't know if He would find a welcome this day and time. They have pushed His Word out. They've replaced it with gadgets and things to appease the flesh. But I think what we need is a good dose of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
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 Used to have some singers and they'd sing and son, they'd get excited and get on fire for God. Son, they'd start bouncing around. I ain't picking on women, but this little old lady come up and she said, they are to be a place to put you people. He said, Jesus went 2,000 years to go, sister, to prepare it for us. They went to another singing, and they got wild again. One woman come up to him, and she said, you sing so good, but you don't have to do that. He said, honey, you don't have to take a bath, but it feels good when you do. Amen? But I'm glad my want-to's changed the day I got saved. Amen? We've got to have want-to. And I'm glad God just gave us just this time together and you put up with me. And hope we didn't get Brother Tim in trouble or anything like that. But you know, I don't try to be funny, but it just comes out. But you know, some people, they're really tough a lot of times on the exterior. But sometimes when they laugh, it just breaks that down. And you can really speak to them and you can minister. My son-in-law now married my daughter off to him December 27th of last year. And his mama come in and we was eating. She said, I want to ask you a question. You preacher. She said, does God have a sense of humor? I said, sister, if God don't have a sense of humor, we're in trouble. Amen? I mean, he gave us that, didn't he? Ain't nothing wrong with laughing, enjoying the Lord, having a good time. Life is better than crying, amen. You know, it takes more muscles to frown than it does to smile. It really does. God bless you. Thank you for your time.
Get amen.